Okay, then we go to the next section, and that is a motion from the Finance Committee sent to the board that was, this is the part, Liz, I'm right in the schedule, correct in the schedule?
Yep.
Yeah. And the board agreed, but the board wanted to put it up for the fellowship. So I will share the motion that the Finance Committee gave to the board, and then we have time for discussion on that. So I will share the screen. Let's see. Okay, motion to set the following voluntary guidelines for the Seven Tradition contributions by groups, intergroups, and regions that have surpluses beyond a prudent reserve, effective November 13, and provided the delegates to the quarterly business meeting concur with the motion. And as you can see, we haven't had guidelines for every form of group before. So for groups meetings that have an intergroup or region, 50% of contributions to the IG, 50 for the IG, 25 for region, and 25 for WSA. For group meetings that have an intergroup, not a region, 50 to IG, 50% for WSA. Group meetings that do not have either IG or region, entire contribution to WSO. For intergroups that have a region, 50% for the region, 50% for WSO. For intergroups that do not have a region, entire contribution to WSO. And for regions, entire contribution to WSO. And this is, of course, the money above the prudent reserve. Also, direct the Literature Committee and the Finance Committee create a where the money goes trifold with information about what expenses a group meeting, an IG, and region might have, and of course the guidelines as well. Background: write guidelines to groups for the Seven Tradition contributions have not been revised for 30 years. They call for groups to send 60% of surplus to funds. Surplus funds to intergroups, 30 to regions, and 10 to ACA World Service. These guidelines are insufficient in two ways. First, there are no contribution guidelines for intergroups or regions or for groups that do not have either an intergroup or region. Also, the suggested division does not account for rapid worldwide growth of the fellowship, which has required the hiring of additional World Service employees. The new 50-25-25 formula is easy to understand and still provides a significant flow of Seven Tradition contributions to intergroups and regions. When a new region is started, the region can, of course, ask for extra support from the members. Also, beyond the general prudent reserve that groups, IGs, and regions decide is appropriate for them, which usually includes rent, supplies, literature, and so on, they reserve additional funds for things that are applicable. You can see the world, such as outreach, conferences, technology, and so on. An updated trifold will explain how WSO funds are allocated and give groups, intergroups, and regions additional background about Seven Tradition contributions. Thank you. Okay, now we open up, and I think we have 10 minutes for just 5 or 10 minutes for feedback, discussion, questions. And CA 993, John.
Okay, so I would like to offer a second to the motion just to get it seconded and then make a comment. The comment I want to make is to make sure that the correspondence that announces this also includes some description of how the concepts define what an ample reserve is for groups so they can better determine what should be kept prior to a distribution. I think there's a lot of fear amongst treasurers that they have to hold more than they really need. And we could do more to help them understand that there is a treasury pamphlet, I believe, that attempts to do this, but you should do it again in whatever distribution you do in announcing the new change. Thanks.
Thank you. And to additional information, we have talked about contacting every intergroup. We can't contact every group and have meetings with them, but to try to have meetings to start a discussion with the intergroups, we are discussing that idea. Okay, next one is CT112, Christine B.
Hi, Christine B., and I'm speaking as your chair of your literature committee. I see the proposal to create a trifold, which in theory I don't object to, but I have a feeling that most people actually don't read the trifolds. They don't even know that they exist. And so the comment I would make is, if we really want to get this information out, we need to look at multiple methods of communication. The Comline, the Traveler, the website, and that we need to remember that the trifolds are really only a tiny slice of communication, and in my view, not the most effective one. Although it's certainly good to have everything in writing in one place. I agree with that. Thanks.
Thank you, and we agree with what you said, absolutely. Okay, thank you. IA029, Marsha.
I think the suggested donation should be raised. We've had this discussion the whole 35 years I've been in any type of program, that $1 in 1935, it's not the same as it is now. And I think there should be some sort of a suggested raise in that. Even one more dollar would make a huge amount. Thank you.
Next one is Web 0822, Barbara.
I know for my group, we just had a difficult time even finding, we didn't know what intergroup was. We didn't know what the other category was, and much less know how to donate separately to each one. So we would just need to know, you know, where do we put these donations? Pass.
Thank you. Was it a question you want to answer on now or just a reflection? Okay.
I'm going to put the region website for her.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, next is 0341, Kel.
Thank you. Just a couple of things. I feel like there was a ballot proposal that was about changing the percentage of the donation split that did not pass, I believe. So I'm just wondering about that. And number two, you know, I know that when I was going to face-to-face meetings for, you know, decades, when I would put money in the basket, I knew it was for rent for that meeting, coffee or whatever the meeting needed to provide for the comfort of the meeting. And so it's very different now. I'm a telephone meetings that we've been around for far longer than Zoom meetings. And we have started to make an announcement because our telephone meetings don't require any funds to hold. So we've started to just make a simple announcement once a week that donations are down due to mainly so many meetings going to Zoom, and there not being a virtual basket being passed around. And as a group, we try to donate once a month. But I think just a simple announcement, and I know, again, like, where does your money go? Face-to-face meetings, it goes for rent for that meeting. So, you know, there's got to be a connection on what they're donating to. And I think a simple request in a very simple way might help, but it has to be consistent. Thank you.
Thank you. Just a short answer for the proposal that was on ABC. That was a different proposal that was just for groups. This is covering a lot of all the levels, groups, intergroups, regions, and so on. That was only for groups, and it was 50, 30, 20. So this, and also the finance committee sent this motion to the board, and in the analyze for that, it said that WSO would wait for that the proposal to be to be on the ABC before action. So thank you. Next one is IG630, Stephen.
Hi there, thank you. I love the information that was on the earlier slides, and it covered a lot of the stuff I wanted to talk about, which was as a treasurer, secretary for many different meetings and different organizations, I took it upon myself to learn where the money goes, because that was one of the biggest questions. And so as delegates, I say, if we educate ourselves, we can educate our groups, we can educate our intergroups, regions, and everything like that. And so the information gets passed down. And any clarity we can get on the Traveler or in on the WSO website or anything like that, where we can gather that information to pass along to our memberships, is so invaluable, because some of the biggest fights I've ever seen in meetings is over money. And what do? It's our money. Why should we send it on? We should have a cookie bake sale or whatever they want, or, you know. So people get really possessive over money. People, you know, I found that, for me, I'm very dysfunctional about money because I never had money as a child. So I get really touchy about it. So the more education I had, the more I could share with my group. And one really simple question, Frederick, is, I've had people want to earmark checks to say the literature or different things. I've kind of discouraged that, figuring that WSO would know where to implement the money as opposed to having to put it to a certain group. Am I correct in that, or am I making?
No, it's totally correct. It isn't possible. So the only thing you could designate money to is the International Literature Scholarship Fund. So otherwise you can't designate the money to anything. So yeah, thank you. And one more thing, if you are an intergroup or something like that and want us to do the presentation or come to your meeting, business meeting and talk, please contact us. Mine and Lucia's email are in the chat, so don't hesitate and we will come out and discuss the things with you. Okay, next one is IG606, Edmundus.
Hello, I'm not sure whether the motion was second. So
it was.
So that is all. I've already forgot my question because everything that's discussed here is important. So I stop here and allow it to come up for the second time. I'll raise my hand. Thank you.
Thank you. And it will go to vote in this motion. So yeah, just so you know. Next one is DC008, Josh.
Yeah, so my understanding is this does not move forward unless this is passed today at conference. My understanding is we're in discussion. There's been a motion and a second. We're in discussion. As a point of discussion, my feeling is that this splits for a lot of the proposal here. Splits it 50-50, except for group meetings, between the next level up or down, really, in the service structure and WSO. I personally don't feel comfortable with that. I feel that at the group level, the bulk of the money, above and beyond prudent reserve ought to go to the next level down, to be intergroup or an intergroup. The bulk of the money should go to region to support that bottom-up service structure. So I personally don't feel too comfortable with that 50-50 split, but that's just my opinion. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just in terms of time, we are at 1:05 and I know we voted to go 10 minutes past, but this might put us 15 minutes past unless we're ready to stop.
Okay. Liz,
we are out of time for today.
Okay.
The next thing that is up is that Brad is going to explain how the election buddy vote will take place on this motion that was seconded.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone for all your ideas, all your feedback, all your comments. So we are so grateful for that. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and share my screen real quick to let everybody know. Election Buddy has had a little bit of an improvement since we've been at the ABC. And you know how I'm all about tech upgrades. So look at all this text that we got in there. We used to be limited to 500 characters. So I was able just to do the simple question, do you concur with the blow motion passed by the WSO board regarding guidance on seventh tradition contribution per percentages? And then I have the whole text of what of the motion from the board, which Frederick shared, and then just simple options, yes, no, and abstain. We're going to get this, that there's going to be recordings of our discussion available on the website, and possibly a quick summary from the secretary. I'm not totally sure, but if that's available, that'll be on the website. This we'll get this up within 2 hours after the meeting or so, and it's going to run a full 24 hours to make sure everybody gets a shot at voting. Okay, that's all I got.
That was quick. Thank you, Brad. So that is the conclusion of our first quarterly meeting. Thank you. Thank you, delegates, for being here. Thank you, everybody. I see some confusion and some hands up, and I'm getting messages. The next two meetings are scheduled. February 18th will be the next quarterly meeting. My assumption is that the times will not be exactly what they were today, but I don't know, because that will be taken by a group conscience. And the ABC is scheduled for April 22nd and 23rd, as stated in the OPPM. I have asked Michelle to do a sorry, I'm all out of speed. I need some sugar.
Non-secular.
Thank you. A secular serenity prayer for the group in closing. So Michelle, if you could do that, please.
Thank you. Moment of silence. Today, I seek the serenity to accept the people I cannot change, the courage to change the one I can, and the wisdom to know that one is me. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everybody, for your